AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A massive storm system rolling across the South has spawned a tornado that's caused substantial damage in Selma, Alabama. Norman Hall has more.
The tornado shredded walls of homes, toppled roofs, and uprooted trees in Selma, a city etched in the history of the Civil Rights Movement. The National Weather Service described the tornado as large and extremely dangerous and says it caused damage in a matter of minutes. That struck fear in residents who saw buildings brought down.
Somebody crying.
Yeah, I heard a baby crying too. Hello. She said that she heard that baby crying.
Oh my God.
The severe weather also caused damage in Georgia. Damage was reported in counties west of downtown Atlanta, including Douglas and Cobb counties. Thousands of customers in Alabama and Georgia are without power. I'm Norman Hall.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed Robert Hur, a one-time U.S. attorney appointed by former President Trump, as special counsel to look into the discovery of classified documents at President Biden's Delaware home and a Washington office.
To investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter. The special counsel will not be subject to the day-to-day supervision of any official of the department.
The Justice Department has reached a $31 million settlement with City National Bank, the largest lending discrimination case in U.S. history. Jackie Quinn reports most of it will go to help minority borrowers get mortgages in Los Angeles County.
City National will create a $29.5 million loan subsidy fund for loans to Black and Latino borrowers and spend almost $2 million on advertising, community outreach, and financial education programs.
Inflation moderated again last month. Consumer prices up 6.5% compared to a year ago and actually down from November. That helped spur a modest rally on Wall Street, the S&P up 0.3%, the NASDAQ and the Dow 0.6%. This is AP News. Human Rights Watch says a litany of crises emerged in 2022, but also moments of hope. It cites widespread opposition to Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a demonstration of the strength of a unified response against human rights abuses. Jennifer King has more.
Human Rights Watch says in its annual report covering conditions in more than 100 countries that amid widespread economic problems and government repression, there are signs that power is shifting as people take to the streets to demonstrate dissatisfaction in Iran, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, China, and elsewhere. One of the greatest humanitarian crises continues to be in Myanmar, where the government seized power in February of 2021. The group's acting executive director, Tarana Hassan, cites opposition to Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a hopeful sign. All governments should bring the same spirit of solidarity to the multitude of human rights crises around the globe, Hassan says, and not just when it suits their interests. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.